What happened to the
population of Greece after the beginning of the occupation by German, Italian and Bulgarian forces?
We know much more about the areas that were occupied by the Italians and the Germans rather than the Bulgarian occupied area. And we know that as soon as the occupation started, a blockade was imposed by the Allies, which meant that no food could come into the country. And that had significant effect because an immediate effect. First, Greece was always depending on food imports, especially cereal imports. So the Greek population was well aware that that would be a big problem. And food gradually disappeared from the markets. People expecting a bad situation to be created, and so they were trying to find food for themselves and their families. So there is a fear of what will happen immediately, and that shapes also the behavior of the population in the early months. But already by September 41, the occupation started in April 41, and yes, by September 41, in some places, we have deaths from starvation. And in 41, the winter of 41-42 is the worst of the famine, and we have masses of deaths. There are some really harrowing pictures of the people dropping dead in the streets from hunger. They're extremely emaciated. And it doesn't seem to be any way out. The Greek government doesn't have any stored food. There were some food that before the occupation, during the war period, had been ordered, and there was a significant shipment of food coming from Australia. But because the country was occupied and blockaded, that food could never come into the country. And what is interesting is that you have very different pictures from place to place. And we know that, for example, Athens and Syros Island, Chios Island, they suffered a lot. Rural places did not suffer as much in this period. Also, for example, we know that in Athens we have something like three times increased mortality during the winter of 41-42 compared to normal times. In other places, for example, on the island of Mykonos, we have 10 times increased mortality. And so this situation continued. There is a massive black market created, essentially because there is no other market. No food is sold normally in the shops. It's only the black market that people can try and find some food. There are, in some places, soup kitchens set up, but even those cannot feed many because they don't have food.
Have the occupation forces not the responsibility for the population?
Well, this is the argument between the Allies and the occupied forces. Essentially, the German forces, the German government said to the Italians that because they were occupying most of Greece, they were responsible to feed Greece. On the other hand, as soon as the German forces invaded Greece, they were the first to come in, they won the war, and so they requisitioned everything they could. Though significantly, they didn't requisition any cereal, it seems, but they essentially, whatever they found, they took away. The Italians, they were not very happy even trying to feed the population because they said, oh, the Germans took everything and we need to feed them. And essentially, the occupying forces did very little. The British were saying, obviously, that it's the occupying forces that need to feed the population. And essentially, no one was doing anything, and the Greeks were dying.
You said the Germans took away what they have found. Can you explain it a little bit more in detail?
The German forces requisitioned a lot of material, not only food, and I would say that everything else that they requisitioned and the effect they had on the economy of the country were extremely significant. On the other hand, they requisitioned any cash crops they found in stores. So they requisitioned olive oil, figs, currants, and that was it, essentially. But how much they requisitioned, we really don't have specific figures.
We should not forget that, of course, Britain was also under blockade of Germany by the U-boats. But how did the situation develop later on?
There was, in the United States, there was a very significant campaign, mostly by the Greek Americans there, in order for the blockade to be lifted. And even within the British government, there were, for example, the Foreign Office was arguing for the blockade to be lifted because of the significant impact on Greece, on the Greek population. And so under the influence of the American government, the U.S. government, the blockade was lifted in February. The decision was made in February 1942. In March 1942, some food was sent to Greece from abroad, essentially from Canada. And we have the establishment of a Swedish-Swiss Red Cross Commission. Essentially, the Swedish government and the International Red Cross Committee joined forces, created a committee, and that committee arrived in Greece, in occupied Greece, and dealt with the receiving of all the food from essentially Canada and the allocation, the rationing of that food to the Greek population. And it was the news that the blockade was lifted, it was the arrival of all that food that arrived in Greece that eased off the situation. Though I should say, the famine again didn't stop everywhere. It continued for a while in places like Syros and to a lesser degree in places like Chios.
What do you think about how many people died?
The figures that I've seen, and I sort of accept them, is about 250,000. And I suspect it's really difficult to know at this stage. There is only very little research into the numbers. I've studied three islands, for example, and this is not enough to give us an accurate estimate, but I would accept overall that at least 250,000 of people died directly as a consequence of the famine from starvation. And you have starvation being reported as a cause of death throughout this period. So it was no one was hiding it. The occupying forces were aware of it. They were allowing for it to be reported as a cause of death.